WSBTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hey, Irish fans, welcome back to Dome and Domer. I'm Mike Sullivan. Joining me today, Mike Brammer. And we want to talk about the Fighting Irish bid to the NCAA tournament, receiving a 5 seed in the East region. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com, or go to the website, domeanddomer.com, and post your comment there. Okay, Bram, give me your initial reaction here. Not much drama for Notre Dame on Selection Sunday, other than, you know, who the opponent would be and what the seed. But 5 seed, initially, I don't really have a problem with receiving a 5 seed as opposed to a 4 seed. But I think you've been talking for a couple weeks that we were going to get screwed. And did this, you know, fulfill your prophecy? Did we get screwed, or are you satisfied with what happened?
No, I think, I don't think we got screwed. You might argue that, well, we, as the 5 seed, we're now going to play the best team in the entire tournament. So we got North Carolina. And in that regard, that's about the only problem I got with this whole thing. Because that insinuates that Notre Dame is the worst of the 5 seeds.
I don't know that it works that way. I think Carolina is the top seed in the tournament, gets the play-in winner, and if they advance to the Final Four, they play the 4th number 1 seed. But other than that, and I really don't know, but I guess my assumption is the rest of the seeds aren't placed according to who the top seed in the tournament was. So, for example, you're saying because we're in Carolina's bracket, we're the worst 5th seed, and therefore Tennessee is the worst 2 seed on down the line. I don't think it works that way, but I'd be interested to find out if anybody knows specifically how that works.
Yeah, I don't know if it does the every single seed, but in general, you would have to think that, all right, if North Carolina is the number 1 seed in the tournament, then ultimately they should have the easiest path to the Final Four. I mean, in general, you would think that the tournament committee works that way. Otherwise, you're not rewarding a team for being the number 1 team in the land at the end of the season.
Okay, but that cuts both ways. If your theory is correct, then that must mean that we're playing the worst 12 seed in the tournament, in which case we didn't get screwed.
No,
To pair up against the best number 1 seed, so we're the worst 5 seed. That must mean we're playing the worst 12 seed.
Yeah, and I don't think we are either with that. I mean, personally,
oh, I do. Temple, Villanova, and Western Kentucky. I don't know much about, but George Mason. If they don't win their conference tournament, they're not in.
Yeah, they had 11 losses, so I mean, obviously that factors in. But they did have 22 wins. They still have a couple guys left over from that team that made it to the Final Four.
Let's look at the 4 versus 5 seed. I mean, realistically, when we got beat by Marquette in the Big East, we were not going to be a 3 seed. We had no chance at a 3 seed, right? So we're talking 4 or 5 seed, and does it really matter that much if we were the 4 seed in the East versus the 5 seed? I'm not sure it matters that much.
No, I don't know that it would. I mean, I think in all likelihood, any team that makes the NCAA tournament, you look at where you are in the bracket, and you either catch breaks or you don't. It goes against you. And I think the problem with Notre Dame in the past is that it seems like every time we get into the tournament, we don't catch any breaks with the bracket that we're in and who we face. And, I mean, last year being the example, I mean, Winthrop was clearly the team out of that seed that was the most scariest out of any team there. So how did we end up with that team? I'm not making excuses for us as to why we didn't beat them, but clearly, if you look at that game, you would say, yeah, that's going to be the one matchup where, that particular seed's playing each other is going to probably be
the
upset.
That was a bad draw. I agree with you. It'd be interesting to see if Winthrop comes out of the first round and we get a rematch with them. That could be an interesting storyline. But you're right. Last year was just, that was a bad draw. I don't feel that way about this year's draw. I think George Mason is a real good matchup for ND. Just looking at, you know, they're out of conference. They got some good wins. They beat Kansas State. They beat Dayton. They beat USC. Those are really good wins early in the year. But then they got some really kind of ugly losses as well in conference, you know, in a mid-major conference. They've got a lot of losses. So you mentioned a couple guys from their Final Four team. How big of a factor do you think that is?
Other than experience, I mean, obviously, when you're in the tournament and you have that on your team, that carries over. So, I mean, these guys, they'll clearly be the leaders on that team. But, you know, I'm not making any excuses for Notre Dame. All I'm saying is that I think that, in general, as you look at it, you would have liked to have seen us catch some breaks because of what we did throughout the season. And it just, I just don't get that feeling that we caught some breaks. I mean, here we are going to face, we got George Mason, but then we got North Carolina, the best team in the tournament that we're going to face in the sixth round of 16.
Well, look, you got to beat the elite teams if you're going to advance. You can't hide from them.
Well, I agree.
You hope that you catch an upset, right? But then when, let's say, for example, you know, let's say Carolina goes down to an 8-9 seed. Well, that's still going to be a team that's not playing great, Indiana or Arkansas. By the way, I think Indiana at an 8 seed is a maybe some of the coaching turmoil affected that, but I think Indiana's better than an 8 seed.
Yeah, that one surprised me in a big way. If anybody's got a gripe, it might be them. And that clearly indicates that the tournament committee looked at how you finished the last even 4 games. I mean, really, if you cut it down to that, I mean...
Well, they say they look at the last 12 as the key indicator.
Yeah, and I think that, obviously, Indiana's problems ran when Sampson left, and I don't know that it's fair to penalize the team as a result of that, but clearly you got to question Indiana getting an 8 seed. I mean, there's some arguments there easily that could have been made that they deserved higher.
I think so. So, I mean, you look, IU is capable of beating North Carolina. I mean, they are. They're a talented group, and... You know, obviously Carolina is a great team and the top seed in the tournament, and you expect them to advance. But I wouldn't want to play IU if I were them in a second round game.
No, I wouldn't.
You know, Arkansas for that.
I mean, if you listen to the announcers last night, clearly their overall consensus was the East was the toughest region. I mean, I think that goes, and I agree. I mean,
well, then that flies in the face of your argument. If how can the toughest region be where the number one seed in the tournament is? Right. I mean, I agree.
That's my point, is because we're, I mean, you look at it, we're in it, IU, North Carolina. I mean, there's some teams that are in this that make it the number one, you know, the toughest region. It just so happens we land in that one as well, you know. That's my point, is we're not catching any breaks here as far as why couldn't we have landed in the second or the third or the fourth? You know, why is it the toughest?
I understand. Yeah, you just look at, say, for example, the Midwest, the 1-16, 8-9 matchups in the Midwest. Kansas, Portland State, UNLV, Kent State, versus North Carolina, the play-in game, Indiana and Arkansas. I think, yeah, that East, those four teams right there in the East are much more challenging road than, say, the Midwest. So I think that is true. The East is loaded.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. And again, I think that, you know, Notre Dame won't have any excuses. It's all right in front of us. These guys got to play like they've been playing. I feel good about it, and that I do. You know, strangely enough, I do think we can match up with North Carolina. I mean, I do think that if we can get hot and get some open looks on the outside, that game could go either way. I mean, Notre Dame is not some pushover that's going to get rolled in that game. I don't see that at all.
No, I agree with you. You know, looking at the overall performance of the Big East on Selection Sunday, Big East led the country with 8 teams placed in the field. I think that certainly demonstrates the respect across the country for the conference, and therefore our body of work at 14-4 says an awful lot. But you look at Pitt getting a 4 seed, UConn getting a 4 seed, and certainly Pitt played their way to that seed. But I'm wondering about UConn a little bit. You know, we finished ahead of them in the Big East standings, split with them in the regular season. They went out in their first game in New York, and they get the 4 seed and we get the 5 seed. That's a, you know, that makes me scratch my head a little bit.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that as well. I mean, even Pittsburgh, I thought that would, there in that case, I think you can say that the committee looked favorably on them. I think Pittsburgh caught a break. I don't know that.
Caught a break. They went out and won 4 games in 4 days to win the Big East tournament.
I agree, but I think if you take the entire season into context, you'd have to say, all right, they weren't even ranked going into it. You know, that just shows you how much emphasis they put on that tournament. Now, granted, they won 4 games. I'll give them all the credit in the world for that. But were they deserving of moving up to a 4 seed?
Absolutely.
When they weren't even in the top 25?
Well, they were
to
ranked
start
most of the year. I think they absolutely
in and out,
earned
yeah
it and deserved it. And I'm not sure I would describe it as catching a break as much as they went out and earned it. But again, in the big picture, I don't know that 4 versus 5 means all that much in seeding.
No, but I mean, look at Pittsburgh's path. They got Oral Roberts, and then the winner of the Michigan State Temple game. Now, granted, Michigan State's a good ball club, but they have been up and down this year. They have not been your traditional Michigan State powerhouse, in and out every single game. They've been blown out at times. They just don't have that firepower, I think, to last through the tournament. And if you're Pittsburgh, you've got to really like the situation that you're in right now. And granted, they won the Big East Conference. I mean, I think that just plays to it. But certainly, I think that's a team that caught a break. I mean, it's...
Okay, well, we'll agree to disagree on that. You know, looking hopefully ahead to a second-round game against Washington State, potentially, coming out of the Pac-10. You know, Washington State, I haven't got a chance to see him play. You don't get to see a lot of the Pac-10 teams play. At least I don't. I can't stay up that late. But looking at some of their scores, the elite teams in the Pac-10, they didn't do well against. UCLA swept them. Stanford beat them three times. They split with USC. So after that, I don't know that they have great wins in the Pac-10. So, you know, I think this is, you say we didn't catch a break. You know, I think this is a very beatable second round, or very winnable second round game for us.
Yeah, no, I don't think, I mean, Baylor played them tough. You know, I think they might have beaten Texas A&M late in the game as well. Not completely sure about that. But Washington State, I mean, obviously when you get to this level, there's going to be athletes on the floor that we're going to have to match up with. And certainly it's going to come down to how well we shoot the ball. I mean, if we can hit it from outside, I think we're capable of beating anybody in this bracket. And, you know, it's literally going to come down to how much momentum can we gain in getting the ball rolling right out of the box. I would love to see us win and win convincingly against George Mason, because I think that'll fuel the confidence we need to go forward to then get on a roll and start playing well and start shooting the ball well. I would just hate to see us go into a situation where we end up not being competitive down to the last second of the game.
Well, I would agree with you. I mean, you know, a big decisive win is going to do wonders for our psyche and confidence and so forth, but this time of year is also about survival, and any win is a good win. But I'm not sure the key is shooting as much as it's defense. I mean, we've got to do a better job, excuse me, defensively than we've been doing. And you know, going back to the Marquette game, Marquette just was a bad matchup for us. Some teams you don't match up well with, but they got any shot they wanted by dribble penetration, kick out, whether we were in zone, in man. And we really got exposed, you know. Now, how much of that is just athleticism? How much of it is effort and attention to detail? I don't know, but I think that's what the key is. Can Mike Bray get these guys sort of refocused on a defensive mentality to play hard on defense every possession? And I think that's the key, because we're always going to shoot the ball. And if we're not shooting the ball well, you got Heron Godey and Kurz, you know, who can do some damage inside.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, especially late in the season, those last four or five games. I mean, there were some teams that put a lot of points on us, and that was discouraging. It almost was like we got in that whole realm of going up and down the court and just trying to outscore opponents. And I agree. I think in the NCAA tournament, you're just not going to have that many consecutive games back-to-back where you shoot the ball that well to outscore people. It will come down to the defensive side of the ball, no doubt.
Yeah, looking at Washington State, just to clarify, they got a good non-conference win against Gonzaga and Baylor and Air Force, you know, three teams that are, you know, decent resumes, decent name teams. And then in conference, victories over Oregon a couple times. So I think that's kind of what they're hanging their hat on. But, you know, I think how important is a win or two in the NCAA tournament to solidify the program's stature nationally? And how important do you think that is?
Well, I clearly think if Notre Dame gets to the round of 16, that will go a long way for Mike Bray, no doubt about it. You know, obviously, he being the Big East Coach of the Year, some recruits that are looking at us right now, I mean, it really says a lot about the program as a whole, mostly because all we lose is, now granted, Rob Kurz is not a small loss, but that everybody is back on this team except for Kurz. When you look at contributors, and really it's one guy to fill, and Notre Dame could effectively be right back in the same situation they're in this year.
I think we should be. I think people are looking at a two-year run here. I mean, if we could play well, get hot, and win a couple games this year, I think we start next year ranked very highly, and top 15, maybe top 10, I don't know, depending on what we do in this tournament. It can really set up. Now, of course, in basketball, none of those things really count for much, because it's all about March Madness, right? Not like football where you got to start high so you can finish high and all those things. But I think we really do set the stage for a great run next year, and that's got to help with recruiting and just the prestige of the program. All those things are good for the long-term health of Notre Dame basketball. So one last thought, Mike.
No, I was just going to reiterate that. It makes a huge difference, us bowing out in the round of 16 versus a first-round loss, and that would be reflected in next year's poll.
I don't think I could stomach a first-round loss too well this year. You know, last year it was hard enough, but this year would be tough to take. So let's wrap it up there. We'll be back after the first-round game against George Mason, so we'll see you again on Friday. Until then, you've been listening to Dome and Domer. For Mike Brammer, I'm Mike Sullivan. We'll see you next time.